So depending on which state you live in, you could have a tax deduction on your personal income for yourself if you donate into a minor's 529 plan. So the way it works for my wife and I is we put $20,000 a year into each of our son's accounts, and that helps us offset the state of Illinois taxes because we live in Chicago. But the benefit for this is your grandchild is going to be able to invest the money, hopefully in stock funds, especially if they're younger in age because they have time to ride out that volatility. But hopefully this will help generate enough money to pay for their college if they go to college. You can actually withdraw $10,000 tax-free from your 529 plan every single year to help offset those costs. Welcome back to the Retire As You Desire podcast. Bill Bloom here, and I have another great episode for you today. And today's episode is all about my grandparents out there. Hello to all my wonderful clients and grandparents out there who really are just living a great life. They're living that Retire As You Desire lifestyle already. But they want to know, how can I help my grandkids figure out college or even help them pay for their college education? So this gets very complicated because in 20 years from now, who knows what the cost of college will be? We can guess, but it's been one of the fastest growing cost perspectives in the United States over the past 30 years. And not to mention, some of our clients and some of the people who we work with, they didn't go to college and they've been able to save millions of dollars. So they don't really believe in college. And some people say, you know what, I want to have money set aside for my grandkids if they want to go to college. So I'm going to give you some really great ideas today to help you save and plan for your grandchildren's future. So here's idea number one. It's a traditional way of doing things. It's called the 529 plan. You've probably heard of this. Some of the tax laws just changed on this subject, so we're going to talk about that today. So depending on which state you live in, these 529 plans could be great. I mean, my wife and I do them for our boys. We have a 2- and 4-year-old right now, so we put money into these plans every single year. So depending on which state you live in, you could have a tax deduction on your personal income for yourself if you donate into a minor's 529 plan. So the way it works for my wife and I is we put $20,000 a year into each of our son's accounts, and that helps us offset the state of Illinois taxes because we live in Chicago. It doesn't help us on our federal taxes, but it gives us a break on our state taxes. Each state is different, and we help our clients who live all throughout the United States with different planning strategies amongst, you know, their own personal state. And we can do the research for you as well. But the benefit for this is your grandchild is going to be able to invest the money, hopefully in stock funds, especially if they're younger in age, because they have time to ride out that volatility. But hopefully this will help generate enough money to pay for their college if they go to college. Now, some of the tax laws that just changed is there are some vocational schools and other types of trade schools. You could pay money out of a 529 plan into these different types of education, because I think the government realized not everyone goes to a 4-year university. And here's another fun caveat. If your grandchild goes to a public school, sorry, but these funds do not qualify to help them out with those costs. But here's the kicker. If they go to a private school, and let's say they're spending $20,000 a year on private school for their kids, which some people do here in Chicago, you can actually withdraw $10,000 tax-free from your 529 plan every single year to help offset those costs. Now, it's not going to help really pay for college if you're using it for a distribution strategy for private school as a young child, but it's a great caveat. And here's another fun one. I think this is one of the most important things. So let's say you have $35,000 exactly remaining in a 529 plan after your grandchild graduates from college. What you're able to do is, if you've had this account open for 15 years, you can do a rollover, and this is new, so pay attention to this. You can do a rollover for your grandchild of that $35,000 maximum into a Roth IRA. So when they graduate, they could have up to $35,000 Roth IRA to help them start saving for their retirement. And that could turn into $1 million+ if they just let that go and stay invested throughout their lifetime. So that's a huge, huge, huge opportunity. So we covered a lot there. If you have questions, let us know, reach out to us. We could talk you through some answers and solutions for you. But also, some other grandparents love doing an UGMA or an UTMA account because, depending on your state's laws, you could put money into these types of investments, and you'll choose some stock or bond accounts. You could work with your advisor to pick. But when they turn into an adult and they're not a minor anymore, this account reverts over to them, and it reverts over to them tax-free. So let's say you saved $50,000 for them. You're an incredible grandparent. Great job. They can now utilize those $50,000 for school, college, for room and board, for whatever they want, or a new car, or even for a down payment on a house if they're not going to go to college. So it's a more flexible route, and you have a lot more investment choices too, to really understand what your future looks like, especially if you're not sure if one of your grandchildren want to go to college. Now, here's a third way to plan to help out your grandchildren, and I think you get the most bang for your buck this way. So again, when you're in your 60s or 70s, this topic is very, very prevalent. It's about life insurance. One of the tools you can use, and again, this is going to depend on your longevity, but for your money, you may want to consider doing a life insurance policy for your grandchildren. Depending on how well you've saved, you could start using some of your funds to pay for the life insurance, and that would pass on tax-free money to your beneficiaries. And at the end of the day, they're going to receive tax-free money. It could help them plan for college. It could help them plan for a new home or other life events. It's not really geared exactly for college, but it's a great estate planning tool that you could really pass down a lot more assets, and you get more bang for your buck this way. If something happens to you, you're going to give tax-free money to the grandkids. So it's not for everyone, and it really depends on your health as well. That's going to really predict some costs for you as well. But this is a brilliant, brilliant strategy from a big estate planning perspective, because what you're doing is you're adding tax-free dollars into your estate. And also, as a caveat, planning for yourself. Some life insurance policies and some life insurance carriers allow you to have almost like a long-term care policy built inside of the life insurance. So God forbid, if something happens to you, if you become ill, you potentially could withdraw money tax-free out of your death benefit as well to help plan for your own costs. And that way you have your other investment dollars still working for you. And that could still be a benefit for your grandkids for college or for their future as well. So these are three really great ideas on how to help your grandchildren plan for college or for their futures. And if you're worried about taxes in retirement, you're definitely going to want to check out the Qualified Charitable Donations video, the QCD video that we have, because that's going to help you save taxes in retirement when you hit that elusive 73-year-old mark for your required minimum distribution. So make sure you share this with your grandparents and people who are starting to have their grandchildren. This is a must-watch video for them. So hopefully this has been a huge help for you, and we are here to help you retire as you desire.